Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're walking through some of the Psalms this summer, and we're in Psalm chapter 10. And I want you to see one of the boldest prayers in all of the Bible in Psalm chapter 10, verse 15. It says this, "Break the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Call his wickedness to account until you find none." Now that's not something you see on a greeting card. David is crying out for total justice. And when he says break the arm, he's talking about breaking the power, the ability to keep doing evil. He's saying, God, take away their influence. Stop their cycle. Leave no trace of this wickedness. It's a brutal prayer, but it's a biblical one. Because David knows wickedness doesn't just fizzle out. It has to be confronted, crushed, and dealt with. And only a righteous God can do that perfectly. So this kind of prayer doesn't come from a vindictive heart. It comes from someone who's tired of watching evil flourish. It comes from someone who believes that real justice matters, not just in theory, but in reality. So if you've ever felt like evil gets the last word, then pray this prayer. Ask God to break the power of the wicked, not just for your sake, but for the sake of the helpless and the hurting. Here's some more ways that you can pray this psalm. God, bring justice where wickedness is still operating unchecked. Help me trust that you will call every wrong into account. And guard my heart from revenge, even as I long for righteousness. Here are two peoples to be praying for today, Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also pray for the people of Tanzania as they hear the Iraqu Life Word broadcast.